After a break of nearly 50 years, the Czech Republic will be participating in the Milan Triennial, a prestigious international showcase for contemporary artists and designers. The Czech Republic will be represented by two works of art, the Out of Power Tower by Krzysztof Kintera and Lithopy by Denisa Kera, which explore the theme of energy waste and mock the current craze for cryptocurrencies. Ruth Frankova reports.
The 22nd edition of La Triennale di Milano, which gets underway this Friday, is titled Broken Nature, Designs Takes on Human Survival, and explores people's fractured relationship with the planet. The main exhibition brings together 120 architecture and design projects from all over the world. The Czech showcase was produced by the Museum of Decorative Arts in Prague and explores the problem of mineral extraction, scarcity of resources, and man's drive for endless energy production. Helena Koenigs-Markova is the head of the museum and outlines the details.
We asked Krzysztof Kintera because he is very focused on the theme of broken nature, this kind of wasting our nature, etc. And he created a new sculpture which is made from used batteries. He assembled it in the tower which is called Out of Power Tower. It means the used batteries represents the waste of the energy and what will happen with it after we use it. So we are really curious how people will accept it.
Another Czech project called Lithopy was created by artists Denisa Kera and Petr Šourek and reacts to the recently discovered lithium reserves in the Czech Republic and to the current boom in cryptocurrencies. Using a multi-screen movie, it presents a utopian community located in the close vicinity of lithium reserves where people use satellite and drone data to govern all their affairs. The Milan Triennial, one of the oldest events of its kind, was established in 1923 in Monza before moving to Milan 10 years later. Czechoslovakia took part already in its first edition and has since won a number of awards. Among the Czech artists who won a golden medal at the Milan Triennial were graphic designer Ladislav Sutnar, photographer Josef Sudek or stage and exhibition designer František Troster. After a break of several years at the peak of the Cold War, Czechoslovakia successfully returned to the Milan Triennial in 1957, and according to Helena Koenigs-Markova, celebrated the country's biggest success so far.
I think it was really the 57. It was the start, then followed by Expo in Brussels. So this representation of recovering arts and design, which wasn't so easy to show in our country itself, but for representation, it was successful. 57 was organized by our museum, so there is a kind of tradition also.
The 22nd International Exhibition of La Triennale di Milano will run in the North Italian city until the 1st of September.